Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, so glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a Saturday night. We have got a lot on tap for you tonight. Bethany Mandel, Liz Peek, Inez Stepman, and music tonight from Cody Johnson, and a little bit later, Reba McEntire going to join Cody in the Music Spotlight from the new Music Spotlight stage. We've got so many new things tonight, and I'm so glad to have you with us. Thank you for making us your choice on this Saturday evening. I know you've got a lot of different things that compete for your attention, but we are just truly glad to have you here. Thank you so much. And welcoming to the new Salem News Channel audience that's joining us, in addition to the great audiences on radio stations across the country, Biz TV and Over the Air Television Network, and tonight what's called Over the Top Television on Roku. You can get the Salem News Channel. You can download the app. You can get it in any number of ways. And for those of you that are big fans of Mike Gallagher and Hugh Hewitt and so forth, we are the new Saturday night feature here, and glad to have you with us. So thank you for joining in. Coming up, let's go to the big board. Bethany Mandel is going to join me in the next segment. We are going to talk about a brand new book series that is called Heroes of Liberty, that she is the editor of. And what happened with Facebook over the last week when they tried to take away this very simple book publisher's ad rights on Facebook. Why did they do that? These are biographical sketches of historical figures like John Wayne and Ronald Reagan and Amy Coney Barrett and a couple of others. I have no idea what the thinking there is. But Bethany will join us, and she'll go into detail with it for us, why Facebook did that. Then we will be visiting with Phil Boyce, who heads up the operations at the Salem News Channel. He's not pictured on the big board tonight. Liz Peek will be joining us to talk about resolutions that the Biden administration should make for the new year. There's no real question that they've gotten things about as backwards as could be had, so we're going to need them to actually step up their game a bit. She's got some suggestions for them on how to do that. And then in the second hour, Inez Stepman is one of the editors at the Bright Email. Now, if you've never heard me talk about the Bright Email, I'm sorry. I love this publication. It is put out 5 days a week, a different editor each day, and she does the Wednesday edition. Great, great stuff that you can't get anywhere else from perspectives that you truly don't see represented anywhere else in commentary. So we're excited about that. And then, as I made mention, Cody Johnson with us, he has two songs in the top 15 of the country tonight. And you'll hear both of them from the new music stage here at Radio Night Live. So we're looking forward to that as well. Now, let me get to the story that was really the story of that everybody should have been paying attention to yesterday. The vaccine mandates went before the Supreme Court. You had the court cases coming up through two different circuits. I think actually technically three, because there was a case that came out of Florida, but you had the 5th and the 6th district that had kind of split on whether or not these vaccine mandates should be allowed to go forward, but more specifically, should they be allowed to have an injunction placed against them until the issue of their ultimate constitutionality is decided. And the Supreme Court, in this day in which we live, the new era that we are in, which is kind of cool, they actually let us peek in on their proceedings, audio only this week. But I was shocked, and I don't get shocked very easily. In fact, I get surprised very few times anymore in reality when it comes to public policy. But I was abhorrently shocked with how badly the Supreme Court justices that are to the left of center had their facts on anything related to COVID. the kinds of things that were coming out of their mouths were truly extraordinary. Let me give you probably the most significant example of this. This is audio from Sonia Sotomayor, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
Of hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators.
That is a sitting Associate Justice of the Supreme Court either flat out lying to the counsel that she's questioning or just doesn't know the facts. But Sonia Sotomayor, with straight face, before she went to dinner, by the way, with a bunch of Democrat senators from the Senate last night, kind of weird that she would be having dinner with elected senators in the midst of this big case. But anyway, that's a different story. But she says flat out there that there are hundreds of thousands of hospitalized kids because of COVID, because of Omicron, because of what we're dealing with right now, and that many of them are on ventilators. Friends, the percentage of children that are currently hospitalized with COVID nationwide is less than 1,000. But don't let that bother you, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Just go ahead and make stuff up and pull it out of thin air. You know, whatever strikes your fancy. Well, there's 100,000 gajillion million tonight kids that are, and it's not just Sonia Sotomayor. This is getting to be a habit with those that are left of center and particularly in the Washington bubble. I'm going to talk about this in the second hour in the monologue there, but we've got just sample after sample of just bald face ignorance or lying, and I don't know which it is, that is coming out of Washington these days. But that was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for the court, because normally we think of the Supreme Court justices as being, even if we disagree with their judicial preference or philosophy or kind of the way they execute their duties as a justice, we still believe that most of the time they're well informed on the issues. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Scalia were both sitting on the Supreme Court, they disagreed only 4 out of 10 times on average. In other words, they were in agreement 60% of the time, even on the outcomes of cases. Now, there are some big cases where if they disagree, it comes out to a fairly significantly different outcome. But I cannot tell you how just utterly absurd it is for an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court to say yesterday that there were hundreds of thousands of children that are hospitalized and that they're being ventilated. Very few people are being ventilated anymore when it comes to COVID. Ventilators are not the way you deal with COVID, and it's taken us 2 years to figure that out, but we mostly have figured that out. There are other ways to get oxygen into the body that don't destroy the lungs when the lungs are being hashed up by a virus to begin with. We should have known a little bit more about that before we were doing that. 8 out of 10 people that went on ventilators ended up dying, mostly because we weren't using the ventilators properly. That's not entirely the doctor's part. They were following guidance that they were being given. But I'm saying we've kind of learned from our error in that regard. So for the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court to, with straight face, try to argue with the counsel that's bringing these cases before them and say that there are 100,000 children, many of whom are on ventilators, is just absurd. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to we the people. She's supposed to know things more thoroughly than that. Now, that's kind of the bad side of what happened in the Supreme Court yesterday. Let me tell you what I thought was good. And I didn't monitor all of the proceedings, but I did a great deal kind of in and out throughout the day. I thought really good questions got asked by Justice Thomas, Justice Barrett, Justice Alito, Even Justice Roberts asked what I thought were legitimate probing questions about things regarding executive power and legality. Britt Hume said on social media, it's really funny, it seemed like that the left of center justices and the administration's lawyers were trying to make public policy arguments. They don't argue public policy in the Supreme Court. What they are deciding is, does this executive order fit a legal standard? It is a legal standard that they are measuring here, not a should they have passed this or should they not have passed this. By the way, that's one of the big legal hurdles for the administration, in that Congress wasn't consulted, did not have buy-in, and there was no legislative element to what we are now arguing. So I don't make a practice of predicting the Supreme Court, but based on the questions I heard and kind of where the probe was going, I felt somewhat confident that they are under the understanding that this mandate to force employers to do something with their employees doesn't seem to really fit a constitutional framework. Look, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, and we'll go from there. It wouldn't be the first time that I've gotten something wrong over time. But I will tell you, it did not seem to me to be a good day for the executive order. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back, we're going to talk about some heroes of liberty with Bethany Mandel. Stay here.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or just online at balanceofnature.com, the discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. It has been a very busy week for my next guest. She is the editor of a new set of children's books, but she's also written for editorial outlets like the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, and she writes regularly for the Deseret and Ricochet. And Bethany Mandel rejoins us. Bethany, great to have you. Thanks for being back. What was it specifically that Facebook said was the rationale for why they needed to suspend the ads of your Heroes of Liberty series?
So they never gave us a rationale. They dinged us in the days leading up to Christmas, which was, you know, like a huge, huge opportunity for us financially. And they said your ads are low quality and disruptive content, and we've disabled not just your ad account but also your ability to post on your own Facebook and Instagram pages. And this is a final decision, and there's no appeal process. And we didn't know what to do, so we made us think about it, and we were able.
So pause right there, because I want to stop on the first thing: disruptive content in your ads. How disruptive was the content of your ads? What was this disruptive? Were you calling for mass execution of your political enemies? What was going on there?
So it's a children's book company.
Right.
Extremely wholesome. Our first three books are about Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, and Ronald Reagan. You cannot get more wholesome than our books. And the comments, what we think happened was there were people who didn't like the people that we consider to be heroes. And they were commenting that Ronald Reagan is a war criminal and a fascist. And so we think that those users probably reported our content. And then someone at Facebook saw their reports and agreed and disabled our account. So we were only able to regain access because the story gained enough traction in the media and among, you know, members of Congress who interceded on our behalf, and we're very grateful for that. That's the only reason we have our access back to our Facebook pages and Instagram pages and our ability to advertise again.
Well, it's interesting that they would take this approach, given the three people that you picked out. I mean, what is it about Ronald Reagan or Amy Coney Barrett or Thomas Sowell, for that matter, that is in the least bit controversial, if not for their just view of traditional values?
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, our books really, I mean, like, for example, the Thomas Sowell book really sort of spotlights the incredible life story that this famous economist had, you know, from rags to riches, truly. And he did it on his own merits and by his own bootstraps. And that's a life story that we want to share with our children. There's absolutely nothing political about it, which is why we didn't think that we would run afoul of sort of Facebook censors. But then we did.
Well, it's interesting to see how things are interpreted. So you believe they actually objected to your content or to the content of these people's lives, of things that Ronald Reagan or Amy Coney Barrett have said or done that they for some reason disagree with?
We have no idea, honestly. They will tell us it was an error and it was a mistake. So we have no idea what the internal thought process was whatsoever. And it might not have been like this sort of vast conspiracy against conservatives. What I think happened was that, you know, there's the viewpoint ideologically from the majority of the rank and file Facebook employees is extremely woke and progressive. And so they sort of went along with their own ideological beliefs and you know, shut down our account. But we're not the only conservatives who have had our account shut down. I've heard from a number of other conservatives. A clothing company called Bring Ammo told me that he had his Facebook shut down. Jason Greenblatt, he's a former Trump administration employee, and he has a really popular and wonderful podcast with Newsweek called The Diplomat. And he had the same thing happen to him. So this is a pattern.
Yeah. Well, and everyone knows, I mean, this is the week of the anniversary of January 6th, and everybody knows that Twitter took unprecedented steps in disconnecting the sitting president's Twitter account on January the 8th last year. And then following that, Facebook and the others said they were going to do that as well. And what opened up after that was an all-out war on sites like Parler and others. I'm just curious, Bethany, a year later, you've seen what's happened and you've seen, and I was victim of the Twitter purge. I had just hit 150,000 followers on Twitter. And they suspended me the same day they suspended the president. There's been class action suits. There's been other media reports kind of pushing back. Do you see any type of accountability coming to big tech?
So I'm heartened by the fact that they were scared enough of members of Congress that they proactively reached out to those members and said, we turned the account back on for Heroes of Liberty. I think that Facebook understands that that they're skating on thin ice with Republican lawmakers, and I think they understand that that they sort of actually have to act accordingly, and I hope that Republican lawmakers continue to hold their feet in the fire, especially when they regain control of the House and the Senate.
Do you think that there will be any substantive change, though, Bethany, because we continue to hear these stories of people having their accounts suspended, and more often than not, it's not for anything. I mean, if you still have, for instance, chapters of Al-Qaeda and ISIS that are able to post the types of things they're able to post on social media, and yet the Heroes of Liberty book series, you know, it's not quite equitable in terms of how they're thinking about these things.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I mean, I think it's going to have to take a sea change of we can't keep on fighting these battles one by one. It's going to have to take a larger movement against these big tech corporations, because they control the town square. They control public discourse, and they only control it in one direction, in one way.
There have been several startups that have happened since January 8th of last year. I'm just curious, have you seen anything that you think might be a good conservative alternative or rival to some of the big four?
Not really, no. No, I mean, unfortunately, we've seen things pop up and down, and but I haven't. I'm not terribly impressed with anything I've seen.
I mean, even if they had success in drawing attention, you still. I mean, the beauty of something like a Twitter or Facebook is that you did interact with people who disagreed with you. And
yeah.
I think that is a genuine. If we get to the place where we are only talking to the people that are of our own and like our own, then it's really just an echo chamber, and it's not really valuable for public discourse.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Also, that's exactly how I feel. Yeah. We need to change what we've got.
Give us a preview. What's coming up in Heroes of Liberty? Who's your next stories on deck?
So we have John Wayne coming up in February, and we are sort of trying to shift our business model a little bit to not be so reliant on big tech and their whims. And so we started a subscription business so people can get our books every month right to their house without having to continue to buy them. So we have John Wayne coming in February, and then down the pike we have Alexander Hamilton and Margaret Thatcher, and then a little bit farther down the pike we have books about Winston Churchill and Douglas MacArthur and Rush Limbaugh, and that's in addition to the books that we have now about Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett.
And if people want to get the subscription ordered, where do they go? What do they do?
So everything is on heroesofliberty.com, and I can activate a promo code for your listeners, Kevin. And
sure.
They'll get 5% off.
Oh, cool.
But it's
so
heroesofliberty.com.
Yeah, let's do KMC if you can.
And we'll do, KMC, sure.
Yeah,
no
problem. We'll do a promo code for anybody listening or watching right now. KMC, get 5% off, and then get your Heroes of Liberty automatically delivered. I'm going to sign up immediately because I want the McCullough kids getting these every month as they are made available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is considering the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on large employers. During oral arguments about the mandate, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor stated, "We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, many on ventilators, from COVID-19. In reality, there are about 4,000 children in hospitals from coronavirus. Flight delays and cancellations are continuing to plague travelers over a week into 2022. Total cancellations topping 3,000 Saturday, with 1,100 within, into, or out of the United States. Airports along the East Coast are bearing the brunt of the problems as heavy snowfall moved through the area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Radio Night Live, so glad to have you with us. We've still got a great show ahead. Liz Peek is going to join us. We've also got Inez Stepman from the Independent Women's Forum in the Ladies' Lounge tonight in Hour 2. And special music from Reba McEntire and Cody Johnson. It doesn't get any better than that on a Saturday night. So thank you for being here. But it's not just Saturday nights that you're going to be able to find us anymore, especially in our new outlets. In fact, we are, for the first time tonight, joining the family of the Salem News Channel. And I'm so thrilled to have the guy who can answer all the questions about what Salem News Channel is now joining us. His name is Phil Boyce. And Phil, for a long time associated with the radio side of Salem Media, has now branched into the wily world of
video stream and television. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Nice to be on your program tonight. And congratulations on being the first non-Salem SRN show that we put on Salem News Channel.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know what? It's been kind of fun for us to be part of this process because you were noticing what we were doing here on Saturday nights a long, 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 long time ago. And you said, how'd you stick those cameras in the studio and how'd you get it on the thing? And we had lots of conversations in your office. And then you even hired Ivan and Nick, who are sitting behind the controls tonight, to come and help Mr. Gallagher get his first studio set up. But what's the vision for what you're doing? Why is Salem taking a stakeout in this new territory?
That was about 3 years ago, and I felt like a mad scientist in the basement with a petri dish, and we were growing something in there, but we didn't know what it was going to turn out to be, and it might turn out to be something that would get big and ugly and try to kill us. So we're very fortunate that it didn't turn out to be big and ugly. It turned out to be beautiful. It's the Salem News Channel. It's an OTT, that's a term I had to learn, over-the-top television network that's available anywhere television is streamed. So you can watch it on SalemNewsChannel.com. You can download the app either at the Apple Store or at the Android Store and watch it all the time on your iPhone or your iPad. Or the best place, my favorite place to watch this right now is on Roku, which is a wonderful experience. You just go to your Roku app, put in Salem News Channel in the search bar, boom, it pops up. You add the channel, and you can start watching it there. So this is a big venture for Salem because we have to get into the television space. And here's the good thing. Most people who want to start a television network desperately need content. Guess what? We have oodles of. We've got content. Whether it's Hugh Hewitt or Mike Gallagher or Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, or Eric Metaxas, who you are on with all the time.
Yeah.
We have this talent. So now we're taking that talent. We've put cameras in front of them. We've done more than just cameras. We've now put lighting in there. We've spent millions of dollars building studios across the country. Glendale, where a place where you've been many times, gets a TV studio. D.C., where Sebastian Gorka is doing his show every day, we're building a new TV studio there. And several other places. New York, we're getting an upgrade. So you're going to be able to watch Salem. And eventually, we're going to have video-only shows. So we're very close to announcing, I can tell you right here, but it's going to be Andrew Wilkow.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Bringing over from The Blaze. His contract just ended a few weeks ago with The Blaze, and we've worked out a deal with him. He hasn't signed his deal yet, so I hope that he will. But I think Andrew will be joining us soon as a TV-only product. And eventually we're going to build out the primetime lineup at night with TV-only hours. So it won't be all Salem simulcast all the time. There'll be some new shows that we're going to be building.
Well, I think you touched on something, Phil, that is really important, and that is that what communicators have discovered, and kind of when I was in my kind of a desert experience between radio gigs at one point and so forth, I began to rethink everything about the content game. And if you make good content that people care about and need to have at their fingertips and want to listen to and want to continually kind of, you know, rebuild their mind with, you can put that content now in so many different places. And all you have to do is look at the mainstream networks, NBC starting Peacock, Fox starting Fox Nation. There are all these major companies that have said that we got to find another way to utilize and to expand the amount of content that we're making. And it's wonderful to see a values-oriented company like Salem saying we want to be part of that. In fact, we want to lead the way in many ways in terms of the faith-based or family-oriented space in doing that. And, friends, it's also available in the form of an app. So you can go to your app store and get Salem News Channel, which is the one that we're now on every Saturday and Sunday night. It will be, we'll be doing the dual play on the weekend. And then also SalemNow.com. You can get great movies and other content there as well. Phil Boyce, you're a legend. You're also my boss. I'm grateful for you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
I guess that's why you were nice to me. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Happy New Year. Coming right back with more Radio Night Live, Liz Peek joins me next.
RGCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey. Everybody loves my feet, but my feet is loud by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, as we're thinking about 2022, obviously a lot of resolutions will be set and broken within the first 24 hours of the year. That's not a big surprise. And my next guest has given some very good suggestions to the president and the administration on year number two of their work in office and what should be done to try to help salvage something of this administration's work so far. She titles her piece, Biden's First Year a Bust, But here are five New Year's resolutions presidents should adopt for all our sakes. Liz Peek is the author of that article, and she joins us once again. Liz, always a pleasure to have you, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a great holiday season, and I hope that a very happy New Year awaits you. Although, if we don't get, you know, inflation and some other things at least addressed and begun to be dealt with, I don't know it's going to be a happy New Year for very many of us at all. But all that to say, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I wish you a very happy New Year. And, yeah, the White House has got to turn some stuff around or, you know, they are going to get really seriously trounced in 2022.
Now, that's assuming, of course, that we have reliable voting and things that can be counted on come election time. But I think that you're right. The math on the ground looks very bad for the administration. You've given five suggestions in terms of resolutions that he should make in terms of the White House's job for the year. What are some of the things you're encouraging him to correct?
Well, look, I think, first of all, when 23% of the country thinks you're on the wrong track, you need to do something. You need to address some of the concerns that voters have. One of the things I think Biden needs to do is fire somebody. We need to know that the president also is angry and upset about the disasters that have occurred under his watch. He needs to hold people accountable. We have seen none of that. I'm thinking particularly about Afghanistan, where, you know, horrible mistakes were made, like closing Bagram Air Force Base, which left us reliant on a crowded public airport to evacuate people and led to the deaths of 13 members of our services. So, you know, Biden should be angry about that. Heads should have rolled almost immediately. But we've had time to look at that. We've had this time to study it. Now is the time. It is not too late to fire the people who made the worst mistakes. There are many other places where you could look for people who need to lose their jobs. I think the State Department under Anthony Blinken has made some terrible mistakes. The Energy Department, I mean, I could go on and cite particulars, but a little bit, this is just showing accountability is important in this White House. And we haven't seen that at all.
Our mutual friend Katie McFarland would like to see the entire General Corps at the Pentagon fired and promote all the colonels and those that are underneath it and bring up the next class because of the wokeism that is rampant in there. So I think there's a lot of people echoing that first one. Your second one, you say, come out from behind your teleprompter. Now, Liz, you're asking for the impossible because this man does not know what state or day he's in most times.
Well, look, you know what? If that is actually true, and if he cannot give, if he cannot handle the normal give and take of conversation, of press interviews, of interviews just with anybody, he should not be president. And right. I think it's time that he either countered all the voices out there saying, oh, the president's not in his right mind. He's not, you know, he's senile. He's got whatever, dementia or something. Okay, if it's not true, show us it's not true. And if you make a few blunders along the way, okay, I think the American people are now so suspicious and so lacking in confidence in this president. And by the way, we know this is dangerous for the country. I got a little bit slammed on social media for giving him suggestions. This is not good for our country.
Right.
Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, look at Joe Biden and see what we see. We see a president saying, oh, I'm not allowed to talk to the press, or I'm going to get into trouble if I answer questions. What the heck? That is ridiculous. This is the president of the United States. Who's telling him that he can't talk to the American people? It's absurd.
Yeah.
He needs to end this now.
Even if that stuff is happening, you would think from a PR standpoint he wouldn't be admitting it in public, and that just tells you just how far the damage goes. You encourage him to pay more attention to the television. I'm assuming you're not talking about Yellowstone and Mad Men. I think you're probably meaning the actual news events of the day.
Yeah, but you know, he's so out of it. I don't care what he watches. I think if he just tunes into TV, but yes, mainly read the newspapers, watch cable news, watch the network news. At this point, even they are being critical of the president. When he had a caller recently on that Christmas call say, let's go Brandon, at the end of his conversation, and Biden repeated the phrase
and then said he agreed.
Nobody even talked about that. What is that? He doesn't even know what the phrase means. I have never seen a president so out of touch, look so clueless about what's going on around him. He talks about I don't follow the polls. Well, guess what? He should follow the polls. He should know what people are talking about, why they're critical of him. Again, you know, this is something that he can do and he should be doing.
Yeah. Your number four is very simple. You say drop the divisiveness. I want to move on to number five. You say stop denigrating the United States. And I think, Liz, this is the thing that bothers me more than anything else. This group that's there, and it's not just him, it's his VP, it's most of his cabinet. They look at America as being functionally problematic. And they don't like it as it was designed to be, and they constantly put us last on nearly every priority list. What do you think they could do to be practical in terms of bringing America back to, I don't know, some level of priority in their own thinking?
Well, first of all, I am really offended by the rewriting of our history, by taking everything out in the context of today and applying it retroactively. Our founding fathers knew exactly what they were doing in creating this opportunistic and opportunity-laden country. Everyone has a chance here to make something of themselves. There are so many stories that I know and you know of people who've come from nothing and done very well.
Yeah.
Let's applaud that. Let's applaud success and the people in this country who are successful. Stop talking about systemic racism. I don't believe in that. An awful lot of Americans do not think that's true. All it does is create a politically opportunistic wedge, and that's why they glom onto that as something that they talk about and use it to undermine our confidence in our country. It's really an appalling travesty. And you know, look, people like presidents who love their country. Let's see a little more love for the United States.
That's well said. Liz Peek, if we don't speak again, have a great new year, and we will be talking to you soon.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you, too.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he has the number one country song in the nation right now. He's a songwriter making his debut in the New Music Spotlight. Here's Cody Johnson, Until You Can't.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. Just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can. Box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65. Still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can. Till you can. Take that phone call from your mama. Just talk away. Cause you'll never know how bad you want her. Someday, don't wait on tomorrow, cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, cause the dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold on as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, cause the dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold on as long and as strong and as close as you can.
Johnson and the tune.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.